Hey, beautiful people. This is Nkechi, and I'm just hopping in to set the scene. You are currently listening to Talk Crypto to Me. There are over 15 plus episodes in this particular series, so make sure you get a listen to all of them. As well, don't forget to subscribe so you're notified every single time we drop a new episode. And make sure you join our community by becoming a member at www.nkechi.club. That's N-K-E-C-H-I.club. All right, let's go ahead and get into the episode, and I'll see you guys on the other side. Enjoy.
Anything like that. But they have a community, and a community is really, really important, you know, when it comes to blockchain technology and cryptocurrencies and as a whole. So my question is, like, you know, does any, like, have any of you guys done any research on Shiba Inu, and does it have any, like, real, like, kind of use case that I myself wouldn't be aware of, because I just kind of like, ugh, it's another Dogecoin kind of type thing, you know?
That's a great question.
Can I ask if you've used Shiba Swap? Like, have you used the exchange, or are you part of, like, the Leash or Bone or any of the liquidity pools or anything that's over there yet?
I've never used any of those, actually.
So there's a few coins that are exclusive to Shiba Swap. I've been in Shiba since March. Very, very happy right now, and I've been pumping it for quite a while. I'm at the point where I literally just unstaked all of mine to start scalping profits and taking it, because I see kind of a, you know, a potential for another maybe 20 or 30% here to get to that one mark and blow the zero. But we're kind of limited on market cap from where it's going to go there. But that being said, there's a lot of stuff going on within the Shiba ecosystem. They're supposed to be releasing their own blockchain, so it won't be an ERC-20 token. There's an NFT project called
Shiba. That is dope. That's really dope,
actually.
So they wouldn't be tied to all these gas fees. Like, if the gas fees weren't astronomical right now, she would pump so much harder. And you're seeing that effect to roll out to all the other Inu coins right now. So all the money that's coming out, the millions and millions of dollars, are pumping into every other Inu out there right now.
Wow.
A Wolverine, it's up 3,000% this week and has made me literally five figures off of nothing. Kisha Inu, Kuma Inu, they're pumping as well. So keep an eye out for
Wait, which one made you five figures?
Hold on, brother.
Which one?
Whoa, name those coins. Oh, real quick. Listen, I want you to rename them, Days, real quick, because those are some good, good plugs. But hold on, real quick.
I'm out, baby.
Yo, MoFit, so, where are you at? I heard MoFit. Hey, MoFit.
So the one I'm most bullish on and have made the most on this week and has most potential still to pump, it's only a $10 million market cap. The artist that made the artwork for everything is the original Shiba Inu artist. It's called Wolver Inu, and it's wolverinu.com, and it is down 25% from the all-time high. Yeah, it's sick. The website is absolutely amazing. The other ones in the ecosystem that I've picked, Falcon 9,
can you give us the tickers
today? But that is a launch pad for the Shiba Inu ecosystem.
Hey, do you know their tickers offhand?
Yeah, so Level Up is lvluptokens.com. Wolverine is wolverinu.com. Falcon 9 is f9launch.com. Kishu Inu this month is up 1,800%, 171% on the month. It's kishu.com, kishu.com. And the other Inu is Kuma Inu, K-U-M-A-I-N-U. And obviously Floki's pumped 200% today. I don't know if anybody's seen that.
But Floki, spell it, brother.
F-L-O-K-I. If you go on Dex Tools, it's like the number one. Yeah, that's the name of Elon's dog.
Yo, you know, here's the thing, right? Like, I for a long time, real quick. Yvette, are you there?
Yvette,
are you there? Yvette Vargas, are you there?
I'm here. Yep.
Is Matt your nephew? Is that the nephew you're talking
yes.
about?
Oh, yes.
Okay, my bad, Matt. My bad. I thought it was by accident. Nope. Hey, I'm going to add you to the mod squad, babe. I'm going to re-add you. Welcome to the space, babe. All right. Sorry. Right back to it.
He wants to learn everything. He wants to learn everything.
He's welcome. Just please. Don't touch nothing. Just Matt, just put your feet up. Don't touch nothing. All right. Let's go ahead and continue on. Welcome, babe. All right. Okay. So I'm going to rename those coins, guys. And again, we are not financial advisors. We're not telling you to go buy anything. Due diligence is king. If you lose your shirt, your hat, and your panties too, don't come crying to us because I'm not paying your rent. Do your due diligence. All we can do is give you the options. You got to go do research. All right. So he said Wolverine, Falcon 9, level. Oh, sorry. I guess I should go slower. Wolverine, Falcon 9, level up, Kishu Inu, Kuma, and Floki. Loki with an F. All right. So just go ahead and jot those down. Do your due diligence. And listen, if I see you guys on mic, I'm automatically adding you to the queue. If I don't catch you, I don't catch you. But if I see you on mic, I'm adding you. So I saw Chibueze, I saw Kayla, and I saw Irene. So I've added you guys to the queue. Just FYI.
Wait, quick question. Which Floki?
Go to theflokiinu.com. TheFlokiinu.com.
Are these other social tokens?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Are these other social tokens similar to Shiba Inu? Or is it like, is there like another social token like Shiba or Doge coming soon?
So the one that I would say would have the most potential right now would be, and with a decent market cap and a huge community, like 2.5 million people it's being slept on, is SafeMoon. It's up 100% in the last 2 weeks. Still only sitting at a $2 billion market cap. So if it goes from where it goes to where Shiba is, and it actually has way more use case, way more potential with like a Gambian country or an African country called the Gambia with windmills and burning tokens and low latency satellite communication, their own blockchain, their own swap, their own wallet. If it does, and it honestly is way better than Shiba. Like that reminds me of
Kenyatta. Kenyatta, are you there?
SafeMoon is my JD.
Dude, I bought 5 billion SafeMoon for $300 in March 21st, and it turned to 87,000. It was my first big play. So I'm still holding billions. And if it hits a $40 billion market cap like Shiba is right now, we're a 20x from where we are. So you know,
for months about SafeMoon, and today their market cap just hit 68. They were 101 4 days ago. This is serious, y'all. It's not financial advice, but I look very closely to what SafeMoon is about to do and what they're doing. Their turbines, they have purchased already for the Gambia, and it looks like they're going to also be using them in Puerto Rico as well, too. Just some information that y'all might want to look into. They are really about to get into some serious tech stuff. There's talk that they may even be using, maybe coming up with a server similar to Google.com, where you can actually use SafeMoon as a way to surf the internet. Just something for y'all to think about and to look closely into. Please do your own due diligence.
I would also just say, along with Puerto Rico, please pay attention because the president of El Salvador has made reference to SafeMoon. And you know how bullish he is about crypto.
He really is, though. He really is, though.
Yeah, we need potential of market cap, though. Like, that's kind of the whole reason everybody gets so bullish about these low market cap coins. Because if you can get in, like SafeMoon, you know, at a $1 billion or $2 billion, and it hits a $400 billion market cap, that's a 200x. Like, it's absurd, the amount of money. Like, $1,000, for example, Wolverine, $10 million market cap, right? If it goes to a billion, you're blowing three zeros. That's turning your $1,000 into $1 million by just hitting a $1 billion market cap. And Shiba Inu's at 40. So that's how you make money. You don't chase Shib and hope for 40%. You don't chase Bitcoin and hope for double. You don't chase ETH and hope for a 4X. You know, you go on get these things at 3,000% gains when you get in at $1 million market cap. Like I bought Wolverine at a $500,000 market cap. I'm 20X from where I bought in.
Oh, real quick. Hey, welcome Hoddle to the stage. Yo, Hoddle, are you there?
Yo, I just wanted to say that I've heard those SafeMoon rumors about El Salvador. And I know people who've been going down to El Salvador quite a bit lately, like my buddy Peter McCormack, who's the podcaster. he has like sort of a personal relationship with Bukulele, or however you pronounce his name. And I got to say, like, the Safe Moon thing, I mean, it might be legit. Like, it might be, you know, because he was telling him, he said basically, I like it because it's safe and it goes to the moon. And that's rock solid logic. So we might see it become legal tender of a fucking country, y'all. Let's go. Let's fucking go,
Safe Moon, baby. Let's go, baby.
I just want to say, yo, I said, model that energy. You needed that.
Yeah.
I want to say, if it wasn't for my Christina, hold on, one mic, guys. Hey, one mic, my loves. One mic, my loves. And Catchy speaking. Hold on, one mic, my loves. All right, I heard Elizabeth's voice, and I think I heard Nerd's voice. Yo, super, go for it, welcoming friends.
Christina Holder's down there. Just want to let
you know. Yeah, I saw her. I saw the thing pop up. Can you bring her up for me? I couldn't reach it before.
Absolutely. I know the stage is huge.
Yeah, the stage is huge. Christina
and our girl Joanne's also down here.
Yo, can you bring? Oh God, help me out, please. Help me out, guys. Help me, please.
I got you.
So I was just gonna say, if it wasn't for Big Sisters and Ketchy's rooms here on Clubhouse, and the investor who convinced me to get on Clubhouse, I would not know about Safe Moon. So I'm a very proud crypto baby, and I like reading RSS feeds. So I'm very proud that I'm the one who broke that the El Salvadorian president feels good about Safe Moon and HODL. He supported that. Do you know how special
That's
I feel
wild.
Right now? I feel like a rock star. Thank you, HODL.
You made me feel a rock star. You are a rock star.
I feel like a rock star. Thank you, HODL. You made me feel a rock star.
Yo, HODL, thank you for that energy boost, man. Welcome all the new faces to the stage. If you are not already following the club, please join the club. Please join Crypto World. Y'all, listen, I'm a huge mindset person. All I talk about is books, 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 and books. But when I'm talking about crypto, I feel right at home. And I'm telling you right now, I feel so warm and just, I'm back in the womb right now. I love it. I'm so glad you guys are here. If you have not already, I attached a link just in case anything happens to this room. You should be seeing the link at the top. When you click that link, I want you to hit the bell icon and turn on post notifications. If anything happens to this room, that is the go-to space. That's what I'm going to open literally within 30 seconds, just FYI. If you don't see the link at the top, because you still on that dusty Android, you can click my PTR in position one here. When you click it, you will also see that link in my bio as the placeholder for 1 p.m. EST. Go ahead and click that link and hit the bell icon. Yo, let's go ahead and keep this energy going. Yo, welcome all the new faces. My girl Kara Allen is in the building. My guy Giles is in the building. Newcomer Matt Vargas. Any family member of Yvette Vargas is a family member of mine. What's up, Joy Ann? I love your energy in the morning. HODL, thank you so much for that energy boost. I'm feeling it. Christina, hey, babe. What's going on, sis? Welcome to the space. Anything you guys want to add, feel free to just hop in and add. We do have a queue, so we just try to keep it classy here. Guys, this is the space to be. If you have not already hit that plus sign in the bottom right, you should hit that plus sign in the bottom right. Type in words like crypto, Shiba, Dogecoin, and invite those fools. Like, invite those people, the people that are already in the community. Bring them up. Listen, whatever level question you have, whether you have a simple question, catch your mics, whether you have a simple question or a high level question, we want to hear all of them, because somebody needs to hear those questions. Somebody could be blessed
by it. I have a question.
Oh, no,
I
you next up. Hang on, I'm doing a reset, beloved. I got you, Emma. All right, I got you, babe. Hey, somebody help me bring up Jeanette. Jeanette, pop your hand up so we can bring you up. Guys, catch your mics. Look down at your phone and see that mic icon. I want you to see a line over it real quick. Let me just wrap up this reset, all right? So, in this space, we currently have it recorded. This is a recorded space. So when you open your mouth and you talk on the stage, you do consent to being recorded. Now, the reason that we record this, catch your mics. Because if I catch it, I'm going to catch you in the audience. All right. So the reason that we recorded is because these questions, the things that are being said in this room, this is the information that people need in order to avoid getting scammed, in order to avoid losing their shirt, their hat, and their panties too in this industry. So we record this so that we can keep these questions. Now, if you want to have access to this recording, you can go to nkechi.club and you can become a member there. It's free. It's free o'clock. It's free 99. And I actually, I take all of these recordings and I release them daily to make sure that we are getting this information out. And it has helped so many. So again, if you're on the stage, you consent to being recorded. But either way, we just keep it real classy and real calm and real peaceful and real respectful. respectful in this place. So I want to thank you guys for helping me uphold that. If you want to be on stage, pop your hand up. You are welcome to the space. As you guys bring people up, just help them out by catching their mics. Help them out by catching their mics, all right? So with that being said, let's go ahead and continue on. All right, I got my girl Arenma next. What's going on, my love? This is my heart right here. She lives like up the street from me. What's up, beloved?
Hi, my dear. And first off, we need to do a lunch date soon. We do.
Soon.
So my question is in regards to the Sheba right now, right? So many people are jumping in. I got my family to jump in. I got my friends to jump in. And the problem is that, so my family jumped in early enough when I first mentioned it to them. My friends, they just jumped in yesterday. So they're panicking and they're like, wait, like it's this drop that's happening. Now, I found out about them creating a token burning system that I guess is supposed to be by the end of the year. I'm not too sure, but you know, it's all hearsay. And you know, just like the Robin Hood of them adding it is also hearsay, but you know, everyone is still waiting for all of these things. How do we stop them from selling what they have? Because now it's like on this sale right now and no one knows how low it's going to sell towards. Do we actually see this dropping another two zeros? Does anyone see that? And if they do, why?
It can't. It's not possible.
Hey, speak your name. Speak your name. Okay. Who's speaking?
Sorry, this is Day Script, and I don't mean to jump all over.
No, you're good, Days. Go for it.
No, thank you for answering, because I'm like, if you do, why? And if not, why?
So it's all about being realistic on what the market cap can hit. So like it just basically did a 10x in the last month and sitting at like is it 70 billion right now? Or hold on, let me get the exact numbers. I don't want to talk out my ass here. So right now it's sitting at a $38 billion market cap. Okay. So for it to drop another zero, it would have to go to a $380 billion market cap. Basically making it become.
Hey loves, welcome to the other side. I hope you're enjoying the journey so far. If there are episodes you haven't listened to yet, make sure to check them out next. And if you haven't already, make sure you visit us at www.nkechi.club to join our community by becoming a member. That's nkechi.club. As well, don't forget to subscribe so you're notified every single time we drop a new episode. I hope that something you heard today touched you. And until the next time, please remember, you are loved, you are valued, and we couldn't do this without you.